branches, preparing to fly to a far sunny shore. When the tinkers made camp at a bend in the river, coming back from the horse fair at Ballinasloe. Now the harvest being over, the farmer came walking all along the Fail River that borders his land. And 'twas there he first saw her, twixt firelight and water, the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne. When next morning he rose from a night without resting, he went straight to her father and he made his case known. And in a pub in Stowell they worked out a bargain, for the tinker a pony, for the daughter a home. Where the trees make their shadows along the Fail River, the tinker and the farmer inspected the land, and the white gelding pony was the prize they agreed on for the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne. With their wedding soon over, the tinkers departed. They were eager to travel on south down the road, but the crunch of the iron shod wheels on the gravel was as bitter to her as the way she'd been sold. But she tried hard to please him, she did all his bidding, she slept in his bed and she worked on his land. But the walls of that cabin pressed tighter and round the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne. Now as white as the hands of the priest or the hangman, the snow spread its blanket the next Christmas round, and the tinkerman's daughter slipped out from his bedside, turned her back on the land and her face to the town. Yet it said someone saw her at dusk the same evening, she was making her way out to Lycomwan. Aye, that was the last time the settled folks saw her, the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne. The North Keddie Hills cuts the Fail near the Stowell. At a farm on its banks lives a bitter old man, and he swears by the shotgun he keeps at his bedside that he'll kill any tinker that camps on his land. Yet whenever he hears iron-shod wheels crunch on gravel, or a horse in the shafts of a bright caravan, then his day's work's tormented and his night sleep's demented by the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne.